7 minutes after two, good afternoon to you, wherever you are. Happy Emancipation Day to you. And I hope that you are doing things that bring you intense pleasure in the day, but will not get you into intense trouble in the latter part of the day. And before I start today's fireworks program, I want to take a few minutes, just a minute or two, to extend my condolences to the family and friends and indeed the wider disabled community on the passing of Bonita Phillips. I saw a note from Smokey Burke about it, but I didn't have the time to do it. An advocate for the integration of people with disabilities into the community and not to be treated as outcasts or as second-class citizens. She fought tirelessly for things like buses that would accommodate people who needed wheelchairs or people who had other disabilities, a fighter. And as one warrior falls, the warriors who remain should salute the fallen warrior, but remind themselves to gird the loins and strengthen the back, because the battle is not over and it will continue. As we head into the crop over season and we hear the talks and pleas for people who say, you know, don't drink and drive. Tiredness is also a big factor that we need to pay attention to. Don't drive if you're tired either. That's just as dangerous. If you're impaired in any way, not just by drinking, but by whatever you may overindulge in, we ask you to please hand the vehicle over to someone who can handle it. There is something in the United States called assault with a deadly weapon, which is sometimes attached to when a man drives a car at you willfully and tries to run you over. Sometimes here we don't think of the vehicle as a deadly weapon because we think of it as just transportation. But anyway, so that's my little 90 seconds of your time. So it's Emancipation Day. It's also the, well, the last day I have before the final. There is tomorrow, but I'm going to be resting my vocal. And co-pilot Sluggy slid into the chair quietly on cue. Boy, let me tell you something. You got this sliding thing down to a fine art, you know. You know, the theme that started when the door is just open, and you know.
Right now when it's coming. It's coming, man. It's my time. When it's not my time, I take my place.
Ha! Grandma taught you well, boy.
Correct.
Grandma taught you well. Well, what I thought I'd do, depending on whether Sluggy goes along with it or not, I'd take a look at some of the finalists. I'd look back at some of the songs they did in the past, you know, mm-hmm. and look at some of the songs they're doing now and do a little thing. But before I do that, I want to go to something that I know is near and dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. And it may start, you know, a row, but let's try it. And that's judging. Mm-hmm. These songs are going to be judged tomorrow based on criteria that has been prearranged. You know, melody, lyrics. You ever been asked to judge?
For which competition?
Any competition.
Yeah, lots and lots of times. Primary schools, secondary schools.
Music competitions?
Yeah.
Is it difficult? Do you?
No. If music, Dennis, I can't judge anything else.
No, but of course you can.
I can't.
Don't you buy clothes? Do you buy clothes?
Uh-huh.
So you judge. Well, you pick up, you see if the material feels good. You check if the stitching. Like, that's judgment. It's not going to, you know, it's going to determine the decision on whether you take it or you don't.
I can only judge music competitions. Okay,
good.
I am a musician.
Good.
Qualified and experienced.
Is it difficult to do?
It's difficult because everyone is good. but usually it's not difficult, because usually you won't find everyone being that good.
Okay, other question for you. Was there deliberation when you judged?
Yeah, some.
Do you support deliberation?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because no one person can know or see everything. No matter how attentive you may feel you are, no matter how astute you may think you are, mm-hmm. and the pushback against deliberation is that you may have a strong personality, mm-hmm. and that personality may be able to sway the judges apart.
That's what I wanted you to get to, because I believe in deliberation. I've heard that all the time.
Right.
That strong personalities can sway judges. Is that true?
it's true if you pick the wrong judges. But if you pick professionals that are doing their job, it can't happen.
Has it happened any time that you know of on the panels that you've been on?
Where a strong personality?
Yeah, where a strong personality swayed the judges.
No, because all the things they judge on, I only agree when I know who else is on the judging panel.
You only agree to judge when you know who else is on the judging panel?
Yeah.
What would stop you from going on the judging panel?
If I'm like, how?
If Admiral and myself were on the judging panel, would you go on it?
Depends on the particular competition.
A calypso competition. Concentrate, think.
You and Admiral? No, I would not judge on it.
Okay. The reason why I'm saying that is this. I've never been asked to judge except once. And it was Roy Beyer who asked me to judge an internal calypso competition at what was then the Kingdom of the Super Gladiators. Mm-hmm. And Admiral and I were on the panel. Mm-hmm. There were other judges. But hold on. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm going to that is this. Because we are both fairly strong personalities on the radio, I would say that on your behalf, Admiral, good afternoon, wherever you are, Anthony. And because people have this impression that, you know, we this kind of cantankerous thing. They presume that if you have both of us on a panel and you got deliberation, like, all like, no, we'll still be deliberating because the two of us going to be just holding forth.
People...
General people would think so.
But knowing Admiral, knowing you, you all are nowhere alike.
Thank you, buddy.
Nowhere alike. You and Admiral have two completely different personalities.
Right, good. But on air, people believe that we both cantankerous, noisy, talky people. Yes. Man, don't duck and hedge because you're in front of me.
No, what happened? You might be listening to a few people.
Okay.
Most people don't think so. You smooth and nice. You're a person like I know if anyone.
Well, you know many people would disagree with you.
No, that's not. But no, I ain't said about the end product. I read Robert Greene, right? You have a book named 48 Laws of Power.
Right.
Robert Greene said, if you're trying to overthrow your boss, you make your boss believe he's the smartest man in the world and praise him. Mm-hmm. And then you get close to where you want to get. Kick him down.
Kick him.
Or if you want to stab a co-worker in the back, put on a velvet glove on your hand.
And smoothen him out first and then...
Right. Gotcha. Well, you see how you know it? You see you finish it for me?
Well, of course I know
that,
it.
So you that is I you. You study like the art of war and four laws of power, those kind of things. Correct. You're not a person who let me know, I chopping off your head, no. But you will hold your arms, Sluggy. I will advise you to please stop doing that.
I'm not fair enough. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you.
Arma know, but Arma's a great judge.
I know that.
I saw Arma judge a lot of competition, and his knowledge, Arma knowledge, surprised me.
Well, this is why I thought that Roy was walking, into the jaws of death when he invited me to join this panel. However, believe it or not, there was only one area where he queried something I did. Mm-hmm. But basically, we were not a loggerheads at all for most of the competition. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's where we had a difference of opinion. And he did raise it. He queried it. One of the contestants in the party element, I had given them a fairly high score, while most of the other judges, including Admiral, had not. And what he asked me was, why did I give the person the high score? He didn't say whether it was a right score or a wrong score. He said, Dennis, why you score that so high?
And your answer was?
Because it was a party song. And I thought, melody was good, lyrics were good, presentation was good, it was a party song. And he said, but it was spooge. I said, I know. See, it's a calypso competition. I said, no, we judging party. He said, but it's a calypso competition. I said, rules didn't tell me it got to be a calypso. He said, it got to be a party song. So if you want the party song to be a calypso, say right. So.
When this was?
Some years ago.
By me, it was independence or something?
No, it was going into crop over. And it was the internal competition of the Super Gladiators Calypso Tent.
So it was a competition in the Calypso Tent?
Yes.
So you was just doing that to be wicked?
But no.
You were being serious? Like you were honestly being serious that you going to a Calypso tent in Calypso season, judging the competition, and you honestly didn't know that is a Calypso competition?
I didn't say I didn't know. I said the rules did not say it had to be a Calypso. The rules say it had to be a party song. You see, okay. call it being wicked. I like language to be precise if you're going to charge me with something.
In terms of criteria?
Anything.
You know how long that would be, you know, to brat on all that.
No, but of course. But and that's why I was being particular. Here's the point. If you say to me, right, as the rule, the written rule that you're giving me to judge, the Calypsonian must render a song. Yeah, what you tell me? Not the singer must render a calypso. You tell me the Calypsonian must render a party song.
That what the rule say?
I'm just telling you, if that's what the rule says, what in that says it has to be a calypso?
Dennis, read out the question again, Dennis.
If
Say slowly.
The Calypsonian,
thank you,
must say render again, a song.
The
Calypsonian,
thank you, it did not say the artist.
Which is why I said to you, hold on. If you said the singer must render a calypso, I would treat that differently than if you tell me the Calypsonian must render a song. Because I know Calypsonians that don't sing calypso. They could render anything. They could render a gospel song. Adrian Clark does it.
So you go out to a calypso tent.
Yes.
Crop over season.
Right.
And the rules say the Calypsonian.
Calypsonian must render a party song.
So why did you think that the operative word was Calypsonian? And I know you're a linguist. I know you're extremely.
I don't know.
I know you're extremely smart. like you know words that we forget. I can't learn in my lifetime. So I know when you see the Calypsonian, you know that differs from the artiste. Because if it was any song in the competition, the rules would have stated the artiste will render a song. They put the Calypsonian for a reason.
You see, and that's why let me say this, right? I didn't change my mark. The person did not win the contest. As a matter of fact, it made no difference to the contest because I had judged the others.
I was right there, though.
Man.
I was right to accost you.
Of course he was right to accost me. I wanted to be accosted because the point I was making.
You love backing out here?
No. The point I was making was made, which was when you leave things up to interpretation, they could be interpreted differently. And therein lies why people keep complaining about judging, because what they read is interpreted differently.
Is that
a point that I could make, sir?
Yeah, just heard the right judges. Because if you heard a person like me, I would know that the Calypsonian
and you would spell water on me, right?
I would know the Calypsonian differ from artists.
Not artist. The singer can render a calypso.
Right, or the Calypsonian must render a song.
The Calypsonian could render a song.
Right, that way.
Because, a party song, sorry.
Because if you put the Calypsonian and you mean Mr. Dale, he's going to sing a calypso. But if you put the artist Mr. Dale, he might sing one of his reggaes or one of his ballads. But if you put the Calypsonian Mr. Dale, that's different.
If I put the Calypsonian Mr. Dale must render a party song.
Right,
party song.
Right, he can sing a soca.
He can sing
but
a soca.
If you put the artist Mr. Dale must render a song, he can sing any song. Because Mr. Dale is not only a Calypsonian, he's an artist.
I want but you to put back in the word party.
Right.
Because we are judging the party
right,
competition.
So that's,
notice I didn't say we didn't complain about the Calypso element. Is when you said a party song. That we had a difference of opinion. You tell me it's a calypso competition.
Right,
so
and
they say must render a party song.
Right, and it marked the Calypsonian, Dennis.
I know that.
Well, so why are you disregarding the Calypsonian?
I did not disregard that part. The part I was saying was that a Calypsonian could render anything for a party song.
That's not true, Dennis.
Why? What did Adrian Clark sing last year at the finals? Or the year before? Ponder for a minute.
No, I trying to understand.
What did Adrian Clark sing at the Calypso competition final years ago?
Which one? Soca U?
Soca U. What was that?
A Calypso?
With Spooge elements.
Soca U?
Mm-hmm.
I lost.
You lost?
Okay. One is called Spooge.
Let me unloss you then.
Yeah. Play it for me.
Live. Oh, pick of the crop final, Adrian Clark.
Yeah.
You're a musician, I do recognize the Spooge beat. That's what, sir?
That's not a Spooge.
Really? And you're a musician?
Spooge is ta-ta.
And you're not hearing that?
But the song is not a Spooge.
Sir.
So if you take a reggae so song and just put, if you put a take a reggae song, you just put the crotchet followed by Dr. Quavo, the if you take a reggae song and just put that in, it's a spooch song, not because they got a spooch element.
No, man, come on.
You tell me it's spooch, you know, don't forget. So stick with your argument. This song you say is the spooch. It's a spooch. That's a spooch song.
It's a spooch beat. Yes, sir.
The song is a spooch song.
It's a spooch beat, sir. Yes. And that's why we would have noise. But anyway, Adrian Clark, pick of the crop finals life. I guy in he may what?
Yeah.
They got spooge elements, right?
You have a listen to this, Dennis. He don't spooge. He's just a PR. It's like you're really a musician.
But you are, as far as I know. I want a qualified one.
I want every musician that's listening out there, message. What's your number? It's 266-4862. I want to hear how much other musicians in Barbados is going to call Aidan Clark Soak you a spooge song. For this person, 1937. That Sluggy's not a musician. I want to hear how much other musicians in the world would call that a spooge. And Dennis just came back on air and said, yes, Sluggy, spooge, it got spooge elements in it.
Spooge. And you're happy, right? You think there should be...
So Dennis, I disagree that it has spooge elements in it.
No. Well, you tell me it has elements when as soon as I came off the air. That's the first thing you said to me.
Like, and anyone can hear the sweetness. And then
if it's sweet.
And there's nothing sweeter than a spooge.
It's sweet.
And I personally don't mind spooge in our competition because spooge only thing we got Trinidad, Calypso, and Soca, Jamaica, Reggae, New Orleans Jazz, Barbados spooge. So I don't mind. But putting elements in a song and calling the whole song the genre is two different things. And I don't mind if Dennis called it spooge because there's nothing wrong with that. Spooge, but just spooge. That I understand. You could go a Reggae spooge, song, spooge, put a few Soca elements in it, or you could go a Soca song like Marvin song and Push and Go Through. No, but we'll call that a Reggae. It got rock steady in its influences, it got reggae influences.
And when Ian Allen drop a rock guitar in the middle of Arrow did.
You understand? So it's just good music.
Man, I said the guitarist with AC song was clever. You say, Dennis, I'm smiling, but you have a point. We have to address that with Calypso competition rules before. We had to. Aha! Admiral has announced it's different from him judging competitions. I know that too. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The young man there, would you say he's a musician?
He didn't say he's a musician, ma'am. He is a musician.
Is he a musician?
He is. A qualified one at that.
Oh, well.
He has qualifications. He went to school and learned.
Oh, well, listen. That's great. Wait, what? I'll ask the young man.
You listening to
I heard there is a, I don't know if it's a rule or law or what, but you can't take from people's music and put into yours unless it's a limited verse or something. You can use all
That's correct, ma'am. Yeah, you can't take people's work without their permission. Yeah, it's called copyright infringement.
I mean permission.
It's a limited amount of bars, yes. That would mean if it's a limited amount of bars you can use. Yes, you are correct. Along the right lines, yes.
Right, I don't know much about music, but I love music.
but you are correct. You're not going wrong. Go ahead.
Right. So, I was listening to a gospel song yesterday, and the way it started, I was afraid it was Michael Jackson, right? It had some bars from Michael Jackson, one of his songs that on the Thriller album. And I was listening, I said, hey, my dad, Michael, because the person they went on, they had some bars from Michael's music, and then they went on to talk about the Lord and everything, right?
And they were talking about what you learned?
Because it was a gospel song.
Oh, nice. With some Michael Jackson elements.
And it was beautiful. It was like his bar, somebody bar, somebody song. Can't remember if it was Trilla or what, but it's one of the songs Michael had, right? And I said, well, that is great. But I remember when they say that you can't put too much of somebody's song.
All right, ma'am. Let me just say to you that this is Fireworks. We're talking crop over music in particular, we're not having a general discussion of music. It is called copyright infringement if you take pieces of people's song and use it. There are a certain number of bars you can use. Problem is that we have interpreted here in the Caribbean, we've taken pieces of international music, put other words to it, including gospel music from time to time. Calypso has done it as well. Biggie Irie and the Red Boys did it with a very popular pop song. And sometimes the artists don't think it's any, the international artists that is, don't think it's any big thing to go after. However, there are other people who, when they infringe copyright, like the late Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On that Ed Sheeran did, they charge him. And they take them to court. That's why we got cost cap looking out for people's rights and so on. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Mr. Johnson.
Ma'am, we finished the conversation. Thank you very much. Okay?
Right. The boy said, if Sluggy can't hear the spooge, give he the Q-tip. Sluggy S, give the Q-tip. Listen to the rhythm guitar, Sluggy. People don't listen at all.
I know we would have fun with that one. That's why I started it. But anyway,
what it proves. White people don't listen, though. Listen.
They listen.
To our conversation.
They listen. They hear. They hear what they want to hear. What I want to say to you, though, right? I know that when I started that, we were going to have that kind of discussion about. Yeah. And I picked. I just wanted to show that when people say the judge's teeth, right? It's because sometimes they don't appreciate the fact that people hear different things and they react to it differently.
Yeah.
So in other words, a judge may hear element of spooge or reggae or bashment and say this in the wrong competition. And that's why I went back to the question of deliberation. And I asked you the question whether one could sway. Because if you have quote unquote strong personalities, you would agree that I'm a strong personality. You would agree that Admiral is a strong personality.
Yeah.
Right. You think we tried to sway anybody when we were having that discussion? Or we just had that discussion? Because nobody changed their points. Everybody stuck to their points. Because they were, outside of me, I think professional judges. I was the only
Admiral both got strong personalities, but different, like he said. But I know I would go observing with the public because my interaction different. Because me and Admiral are extremely cool.
I know.
Admiral is someone I really, really look up to, and we used to have some really good deep convos. So how he treat the public, I don't see what the public is see. If you understand me,
I know.
Just how people see what you don't really see because me you have a different relationship. But I do see the reaction when I get a Santa, like, man, Dennis, like that. Like, when people message that thing and accuse of certain, like, Dennis, you say that? Well, you don't say so? And you were so but Sluggy, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
I'm
it.
Like, no, you don't mean, but you don't say so, Dennis? And Dennis be like, Sluggy, I'm your cousin, leave it.
Look, I got
you. So I see the reaction for the public.
Yeah, they do. And here's the other thing. A lot of people believe that if you disagree with somebody's opinion, you and them have noise. Anyway, that's just the way it is. Fireworks 2019. I got another song lined up. 4341790266 IVOB. Fireworks 2019. In association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and the Cost Cap. Boy, I tell you, people is really getting out liberties. You know what I tell you? Judges can be anybody, no names. Madam, I hope you really are serious. There's a lady who keep making these allegations, right? And when I ask her if she got money for lawyers that she want to pay, I'll go ahead. If I call her a thief, if she would like it, she tell me, judges, no name. How many people judging competitions in Barbados? How many judges are there?
Enough.
Good. Like enough, you mean what, 250?
I don't know.
How many people in government? How many people in parliament?
26.
Good. They're 30 now. They were 26, right?
30 people in parliament? No. 30 win, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, 30 people win, right?
Yes.
Okay. 1 year, this company got sued by every member of cabinet, the whole cabinet of Barbados, for a newscast that did not originate in the station that said each and every one of them did something that they said they didn't do. And each and every one of them sued. So, if a Calypso competition is judged by six judges and we say the judge's teeth, all six of them will sue. Trust me on that. Because on the judging panel, and I know you know this, they are lawyers, aren't they?
Yeah.
There are a couple of them, aren't they?
For sure.
At least there's an arbiter who's a legal person.
Yeah. And a lawyer won't be hard to find anyhow.
And he will advise them to do what? So those people who want to make them statements, open a radio station and say it, okay? And don't tell me foolishness. If it's one thing I know, is the law. That's why I could walk the line without crossing the line. You got to know where the line is. Anyway, so she's in the final this year. She has made it to the final on more than one occasion. As a matter of fact, I am very cool. People trust me. I cool. Why people just feel that if I lift my voice, I vex? It's like, yeah, you look vexed. You. Oh, good. Cool.
Far from.
Good. I enjoying this, right?
Yes, you got work, buddy.
and I having a good time.
If the bracket to your house or in fear of your children.
Hey, no, especially the children.
You know what I mean? But you are work, you come work to work.
Especially the
enjoy
children,
work.
Boy. I do enjoy
work.
Even
if you see Dennis skinny more, ain't he? So, hold on, you'll get the boy vexed because you'll be here laughing.
If I get people vexed, so I can show you. I will show you the hate mail.
I will hear
in red ink with coughing and things drawn.
I will hear know that people be vexed, and you will hear skinny mouth. That's a waste of energy.
Anyhow, she has been in competition. She's been in competition before. She has made it to the final before. She has been in more than one final, and this year she's in the final again. In 2011, I going back to 2011 for this one.
Yes.
She put down this performance, complete with dancers all in white. She was the lady in white that night.
I won't breathe no more. For too long this cross I bore, trying to comfort this sick and poor, yeah. Hope is fading fast. Even though my time has passed, how much longer will this madness last? Yes, selfishness persists. So poverty will exist in order for a few to flourish. Yes, I did all I thought was right, trying to show the world the light of how to respond to his brother's plight. Yes. For unjust distribution of wealth, for the lies, secrecy, and stealth, that created this world's depression, the starving hungry children.
I'm sorry.
How long will this madness last?
How long
will we ever learn anything from our past?
How long
must our children suffer?
How long
till they dream? I won't dream no more. It really hurts me to the core. Opportunities to grow, you ignore. Yes, give the ultimate sacrifice in an effort to improve my people's lives. With the world of racial strife, yes, civil rights, yeah. But you lost your dignity, parading like clowns on BET, yes. With each other, every ghetto, can't you see you're your worst foe, committing genocide slow for mental slavery.
I'm sorry
for your sense of inferiority.
I'm sorry
for your love affair with prison.
I'm sorry
for your women and fatherless children.
I'm sorry.
How long will this man?
So the question is, how long before she is crowned, right? That's a good question.
Yeah,
she's been at the door for...
Well, before she's crowned again.
Again, yeah.
Of course, she got three. Yeah, I want to can get the back.
You are her agent, your manager?
TC?
Just checking.
I like good music. Dennis, TC is greatness.
You know, I tell you, TC is one of the Calypsonians I think I've fallen out with more often than any other. I fell out with her over Kim. I fell out with her the night of the final. I think it was either the first or the second final I had covered. Part of a presentation, TC had a bed on stage with a child on it as part of a presentation. I thought that was child abuse, and I said so. And we had a difference of opinion. But one thing I'll say about her, she, as I said, she stands up for her craft. She stands up for those who practice her craft. She's an advocate for the betterment of treatment of those in Calypso. those I heard this year, read in the newspaper about her talking about the hot conditions backstage. I remember when we went to Bushy Park, the first year they weren't allowed to park inside, so they had to park outside and walk in with props. And she thought that was unfair as well, and she said so. So she's always been a strong advocate for the better treatment of those in the Calypso fraternity. And I remember on that occasion at Bushy Park, when I saw her looking really disturbed, I said, "You sure you'll be able to perform?" She said, "Yeah, because, you know, my management team treat me well, you know. We have a tent, we have food, we have... But there's some people out there performing who don't even have a bottle of water, the musicians, you know." So she wasn't necessarily advocating for herself, but for those who are involved in the craft.
Yeah, and that is her. And her, listen, she have 3 crowns, but if she don't win Pickety Crown, TC's catalogue is crazy, Dennis. You got, they put a woman in front, you got I Can't Take That, you got Broken Doll, you got I'm Sorry, you have Kim, you got Jammers, you got Hot Sand and Rhythm. I mean, TC got real, real great music. And she named them Cement, TC named them Wet, then Andre.
Gone clear.
1,000 times. I mean, TC's greatness, Paradise. So I wanted to remind me of Paradise. Oh my gosh.
Well, I gotta tell you that
TC catalog is crazy. Like, don't get much better than TC.
Well, I gotta tell you that I remember her doing this song. That's why I reached for How Long. I'm sorry. Because the semifinal night, I thought, there ain't nobody gonna beat her this year with that song, because the semifinal, the year with 2011 when she did I'm Sorry.
Oh,
because semifinal performance, I was backstage. I mean, the hairs on my hand raised. It was a powerful performance. And sometimes I believe Calypsonians overperform the semifinal, and then the final, by the time they had all the props, the power of the punch that was in just lyrical presentation on semifinal night is different. Mm-hmm. The other thing that, this is just my personal one.
Mm-hmm.
You see the change in venues? Kensington is a cold, hard place to perform in.
Yeah.
Barbados needs a performance center, right? Where both semifinal, final, and even preliminaries, if we have it, could be staged in the same place. So the ambiance will be the same. The song resolution will be the same. The only thing that would change is the size of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And as a musician, you know, size of audience will dampen or change the effect of the...
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, boss. I'm just making sure that the musician is acknowledging that, you know, at least I ain't altogether wrong.
No. you bang on, Dennis. Good. Bang on.
So here's my challenge. I, too, like to advocate my little piece here and there. So here's my challenge. There's a big place in Wildey. I don't know where we can park. That's the only problem. There's a nice big place in Wildey. There used to be Banks Breweries. You know it?
Listen, for sale for the lowest that we
see. It was going to be a church.
I would love to buy that.
Me too. Because I would make it an auditorium, right? For music. Hold on. You see that football field outside there, that cricket field outside there?
Mm-hmm.
The side of the building there, right? Mm-hmm. On the side of the building facing the field,
mm-hmm.
I would have the stands for the outdoor. For outdoor events. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? With a roof stretched over it, just like you got roofs at Kensington.
Mm-hmm.
It would cover that part, and there'd be seating there for outside events.
Yeah.
On the back of that, inside the building, you would have the identical seating now for the inside part of the building. And in between those two rows of seats, you would have the dressing rooms, the bathrooms that could be used both internally and externally.
You see
how easily you could convert one side of a building for both inside use and outside use.
Yeah,
then you got the rest of the whole building to do. Your auditorium and your seating and your dressing rooms and all that go work out to Wagon Park.
But and You know, you could do nothing there, boy. That building.
You telling me?
So it's
like I walked through there already.
Yeah, I walked through there, boy, in there, and like no thinking about it, in there, it's so huge. We were trying with the Empire Building that broken down. We don't need a building that banks breweries, and that's a good central location. Enough parking too. You got enough parking, boy.
I just too? Tell you, you know, you just gotta regulate the parking. Offices, you gotta regulate.
Offices could use for one thing. Could take out sanding walls. Your barn house.
Just cut it.
So much different things here. You could got like 300 children upstairs doing computer music. You could got like 100 children downstairs learning to engineer.
And you have a 500 seat plus theater.
Foot plus. They could still got a museum, like you said. They could still got a theater for the
if you want to have something outside, like football and cricket, you already got the seating. And you got a side building there that could be the changing rooms and the broadcast point and things.
And it's right there already.
Yes, sir.
Governments, boy,
why you want government?
Who can spend his money? Who can spend his money?
Business, buddy. Business.
I want it.
Let them write it off their taxes as for.
But they giving us. Good. They giving us.
Of course, but
I ain't getting the business from nobody.
I ain't giving it to them.
If they're giving me and you and it belongs to Dennis Johnson and Kevin Watson.
Boss man, come on. Let's be serious, right? We got businesses in this country that make profits, including banks, commercial banks. All you're saying to them is, look, we ain't give you 5% off you whatever tax we charge you if you take that 5% that we give you and put it into this for us.
5% ain't bad.
For us.
40% of $1 million is $50,000.
If you get 10 of them, how much you got?
$500,000.
So keep working. So just keep working, my brother.
Let me tell you.
Just keep working.
They give any more. Dennis, can't give any more these ideas. Come on.
But I want to start a company called Ideas Incorporated if people will pay me for it. But but I can't do nothing with it. If I sit on the idea and do nothing.
It can't do anything?
It ain't going to make no sense. That's why I don't believe in shutting up.
Right, throw it out there. I see if it fester and grows.
Anyway, I started with TC and I played one song. So let me do that and come to a song for 2019 because I believe that she is of strong constitution and will.
Yes, yes.
And that she is definitely a lady of substance and iron.
Iron, baby.
All kinds of iron. Be the iron tree.
Time and time again, so not a damn thing I have to lose. I paid my dues. she's cloaked in royalty.
Fireworks 2019 in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and COSCAP. Dennis G along with Sluggy, the reigning sidekick. They got a WhatsApp message here I got to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Say, when you start your auditorium, I want a section to create a creche, babysitting area to accommodate those performing. I got to agree with you on that one. And I'll tell you why I agree with that, you on that one. I believe, it's another one of my beliefs, yes, throw out another free idea for somebody to pick up and run with. I tell people, I believe in parenthood. I believe that children should be cared for. And I say, for example, if I work here on the radio for 4 hours, let's say I do brass tacks from 10 to 2, mm-hmm. right? And when I go home, somewhere between, midnight and 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
I run Johnson's Bakery. So that when you get up in the morning, 5 o'clock, and you want freshly baked bread,
yes,
whether you want, grandma's style, or whether you want
Johnson's,
or if you want bakes, right? You should be able to come by me at 6 o'clock in the morning and get freshly baked bread and bakes,
mm-hmm.
which means somebody got to work between midnight and 5 a.m. Okay?
Yeah.
Good. So if I have ladies who are working in the bakery between midnight and 5 a.m., I should be able, the wife or the daughter or the lady in my life should be able to operate Johnson's Nursery right next to the bakery so that if I got mothers with children, I bring the children, they sleep there. When they get a lunch hour, they go across and breastfeed or check them, make sure they're all right,
Mm-hmm.
So that they work between midnight and 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 6 o'clock, they could go home, do another job if they want to, stay with their children at home if they want to, make sure they go to school, make sure they get lunch and dinner, and come back and bake bread again between midnight and 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Will work. So I support the idea of having a place for the children in my auditorium when I get.
Soundproof?
Of course it's soundproof. I want them to, you all deafen yourselves as musicians already. You want to deafen my children too, man?
No, but not bad.
But it means, therefore, that you won't be excluding anybody because they have children or because. You see, people, when you talk about things, you just get somewhere. If you don't talk about it, you don't get nowhere. Lady listening to me, boy, she like it. I hope you are a performer or something, right? Because then you. Right. So, that's one lady, Iron Lady, TC. There's another lady in the competition, stick with ladies for a while, who has been in the competition for a while. She has been in the final. She's also stood next to winners on more than one occasion. Worked with the juniors, wrote with the juniors, has, according to you, a wide catalog of songs too.
Yeah.
Right. One year, though, she did a song with Tony Rebel Bailey that opened my eyes to the fact there's another side to this lady, because most of her songs are usually serious songs. And people used to say, man, she always preaching, and she sung like this, and she sung like that. But when I heard this song, I realized she could sway a little bit. Crystal Cummins Beckles. Now with another last name. You know, I am, sometimes I'm just past the muse. That's all I gotta say. Not only did I play this song, I played this song repeatedly when I was sitting in as the host of Fireworks. I invited Crystal Cummins Beckles to the studio. She was my guest on Fireworks that year. I asked her about Rolling a Thunder. I asked her if she, you know, got the meaning of the patwa words, how Tony Rebel Bailey get her to move away from her usually you know, not that she didn't move on stage, she moved on stage. But her serious sounding calypsos into a party mode and rolling a thunder. And we sat down here laughing about it. You know, unfortunately, there are people who tune off and turn off and shut down the radio and cause this brass tacks fella talking again. And I like Tony Rebabilia say so over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And I know Sluggy well. A certain fellow who I have good associations with, who for some reason is associated with Sluggy. he is going to be my co-host on Friday night. So, you know, and he came in here and he, you know, we talk all the time. One year he actually did a song with Rebel 2 and I used to play it all the time because I like the song. I like Rebel's vibe. Rebel brings a different type of vibe to the Kaiso and I like Rebel vibe. So while everybody's listening to Crossfire and talking about Edwin, I ain't got nothing against Edwin. I like Edwin too. I like the vibe that Rebel brings to his music. There's a...
very underrated.
Well, it depends on who doing the ratings. What I say is when you pick the judges, when you pick the judges. No, the reason why I chose that one to lead into to Crystal's song for this year, Kaiso for this year, is because... people sometimes put artists into a box, and until somebody opens the box and lets the other side of them out, you don't know it exists. So this year, Crystal punches a little bit at other artists, and I heard one of our regular commentators to Fireworks say that on Judging Night, you know, Crystal cut loose. And when I heard that, I smiled because I remember the Rebel song. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's cut loose. I would like to see songs that make Pick of the Crop final not only be sit down and listen to, you know, the things that worry us and annoy us during the year. That every once in a while, we do a black man feeling to party, you know.
Of course.
The stresses and the... you sing about the stresses and the problems in life and say, you know, even though I'm feeling pressed and crashed and stuff, tonight is party night because tonight is crop over and, you know, again, $100,000 in my pocket.
Yes.
So I'm feeling cashy.
Like a young lady.
Well.
See. They say it is dancing the donkey. They lie. I tell you they lie. We doing a dance, they gone crazy. Oh, I tell you, oh, I, they can't wind. You get what kind of, I agree, Dennis. It's a great feeling.
You got me, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling you. You're feeling it, right? Yeah, I'm feeling you, buddy. Feeling you.
Good, good, good.
One song. One song. One song. Every year I bust in my brain, doing research and going insane. Bring two thought-provoking kaisos to you. Then fighting for airplay on radio after wrecking myself in the studio. I was so confused when I hear the news. I hear some Calypsonians get vexed as hell and say how them in singing. They say the NCF and the minister get on messing up everything. Well, my point of view is different, that's the truth, so I can join in with them. Playing I shook and acting like something new happening. When they say they don't want no two songs, everybody singing just one. Well, if you did ask me, I would tell them frankly, some Kaisonians only had one song and can't wear a whole damn crown. Here in this land, one song win calypso competition. Many a year, one song win calypso crown. Concerned citizens seem to be singing one song, blaming the party who win or lost. Some calling in and cussing the boss, like them is the voice of the people or a true Kaisonian. No water in St. Joseph yet, bills still coming, garbage swimming island wide. They talk about the bus system and politicians, will ganja be legalized? Then to my surprise, the caller on the line was a minister in the Doom, saying they're stifling creativity with all these rules. When they say they don't want no two songs, everybody singing just one. Well, if he did ask me, I tell him blatantly, some Kaisonians only had one song and can't wear a whole damn crown. Most times when they win, you only remember what song them sing. Then listeners calling asking, who the hell does be judging? One so you call it Sonians who guilty, pulling one over judges eyes yearly. Mix up the lyrics and they tweak the melody, but is it same dance song repeatedly? For change, cause even patrons finding it strange that they bring this new formula to we so late. They say the semi-finals must go to their revenue, it caused a blow, but now $100,000 is on the plate. So all who come here singing and still recycling melodies from Great Sparrow, or Thief in the Bag lyrics and Gabby antics, and think you put on a show, a reality check is what you're going to get, cause you feel the judges don't know. Calypso from Grenada, St. Vincent and Trinbago. Now they say they don't want no two songs, everybody must sing just one. So now that you ask me, I telling you boldly, no forgetting your lyrics this year, and playing that you can hear like something in right, then tapping like you want to mash up the mic. The CEO then say, chance to deliver it.
One song, one song, one song.
Give me the one song. Bring your best one song. No, you can't forget your song
and recover
in the second round. Give me the
one song.
Bring your best
one song.
Crystal Cummins Beckles, one song, does not, she will not have to run backstage and write the Pekong line, because the entire song got enough Pekong lines in it. Without calling names, she went through a whole list of songs that people sang in competition. Those songs were only sung by one person.
Yeah.
Well, each song was sung by somebody. Anyway, so that's Crystal's one song. I noticed some lines in there did not rhyme. And I think they did not rhyme on purpose, because they will be changed come finals night. It's just my feeling. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. But that's my feeling. So that's CCB's one song.
That gonna be trouble though. Just let me warn you that Chris is gonna be trouble.
You notice I started with the women, right?
Like,
I did that on purpose.
TC,
well, except for Adrian. I played Adrian up top because I don't have the other song. And people boasting that they have it because they did the 10th recording, and apparently we out of the loop. We're the outside child. We don't get people 10th recordings.
TC, Donella,
Crystal.
That's trouble, boy.
But you see, you keep, and you're the one who keeps saying it, that women have it harder in Calypso, so.
Sammy G, gonna be, Sammy G's song, gotta give me enough licks too. Do we make it, beat the man this year? That way we want. Or if a man ain't the one, man, it could go out tell you and pick the crop.
It has happened on occasion, but not, I'm trying to remember if it happened for the top spot. I can't remember that it did.
So you could tell you, but you can't tell you for first.
Well, don't forget, there's been a change in the system of judging.
Okay.
Don't forget, now you're going by
me ranking system.
Ranking system, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going by ranking system. And I don't know if...
You're making me trouble this year. I'm extremely pleased. You know, I got my brothers in. So, you know, Mr. Dale, my brethren. So, you know, I give me Dale tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, go ahead, some
you know, I wish Ramsey's the best, too. I really want to see Ramsey's Brown do well. Like, for my personal reasons.
You know, see some people in here like to give me trouble, though. Man, see, preparing fish cake batter for tomorrow.
You know that, you see that. And finals. You know, you see that, ignore that.
No, you can't ignore that, man. It is 18 minutes after 3. You just walk in the studio. I've been here since 10 o'clock this morning, and people talk about fish cake batter for tomorrow. You know what I mean? You fellas didn't have no conscience. And there's a lady who's usually in Toronto. Good afternoon, Mary.
This person is not
he's
here.
He's in London. Yeah,
And that way, ignore that, because see, you got these selfish fish kids. Look, we can't get none. You're hungry.
If you anywhere in England, see if you can find a fellow who making fish cake batter and get some for us for when you come back home.
Going to the whole day and go out here with fish cake batter.
Potter, yeah, man, you know? Rough. Send some now. Send it via WhatsApp. We accept via WhatsApp. Anyway, Mary is usually in Toronto, and yesterday I got a message from Mary saying she was back. She was in Bridgetown, but she didn't come and see me yet. If Carol was here in the studio, she'd be here already. I had to throw that big rock in there. I like to throw big rocks at people. She's my guardian angel. A very nice lady from Toronto. She's a Bajan. Not sure what she does because she's always home. I'm sure she's playing Mass this year. She's just pop up.
She live here?
In Toronto.
Oh, so she's playing Masters here in Toronto? Or here?
No, here. She's here. She came back home yesterday. Sent me a message. She's here.
So why is she sending messages?
Because she's a Fireworks fan. She's a Carol fan. She's a VOB fan. She calls me Uncle Dennis.
Oh, Uncle?
Yeah, she calls me Uncle Dennis.
I just trying to check the age.
She's of age.
No, I mean that she calls you Uncle, so that means.
That ain't mean anything? She could call me sugar daddy too, and you would give X. Mary, I'm trying hard to guard your reputation.
You're a horrible man.
I'm trying hard to guard your reputation as a strong, upright lady of color. Classy lady too. She comes back home from time to time. And from time to time, she would check in to find out how I'm doing, you know, and send me pictures from Luxembourg, and Germany. Yeah. She travels a bit.
She take you?
No.
So she just send you pictures, but
she just send me pictures.
But never invite you?
Yeah, that's correct. But she defends me very strongly when people attack me.
But don't take you anywhere.
That's correct. I'm that kind of uncle.
So you feel good? She just defending you?
Of course.
You don't need defending?
Man, that's not true.
You need some of those trips, Dennis. You don't need defending. You need to get away and forget about the defend these.
No, I love her dearly. She's a wonderful person. My phone just buzzed. So she loves you?
She loves you?
I haven't asked her. I don't like... Listen, you know they say there's one thing every man fears? You know what I fear?
What?
Rejection. I don't like rejection at all, boy.
So if she don't love you, she reject you?
Yeah, she would tell me no, and that would hurt me for life.
Well, hold on, rejection. So everybody,
rejection.
So everybody must love you? She can't let you a lot?
I hear fish cakes for tomorrow's I Web the Chef. You see what I mean? No, there is somebody in England... is making fish cake batter for tomorrow so they could follow Pick of the Crop final and eat fish cakes while you, Randy, and I sit up in the 3W stand in the cold.
Yes.
Sipping water.
Don't remind me.
Sipping water. Dear. That's all we do. It's sipping water. Here we go. Uncle DJ, laugh. See, that's what I was getting, a laugh at the Uncle DJ. All right. I know you're here.
I gotta be careful. Here's
tell Sluggy, don't get jealous.
I am. Too late.
Yeah. The angel cried and vanished. I got to say this to my fans and friends overseas. It is the crop over season, and the pun, double entendre, metaphor, simile, all these things come into play when I speak. So when I say someone or somewhere is cold, I don't necessarily mean the temperature, I just mean the feel of the place. Kensington got bare concrete. It's a dismal place to put on a performance. And one of the challenges for us in the broadcast field, I could only speak from the broadcast point of view. If you're in, there was at the Hall and Griffith stand, the stand farthest away from the party stand. So Greenwich and Haynes or Hall and Griffith, one of them over there. So, right. Sometimes there are stages so far you need binoculars. I remember one year Adrian Clark did a skit that had plenty bush on stage. It was Adrian, I think. Sorry, Adrian, if it's not you. Somebody had plenty bush on stage. And I needed telescope to see where the artist was. Then one year, somebody wore the same color as their backup singers. So they were in white, the backup singers were in white, and I couldn't tell you who was the artist and who was the backup singer because all I was seeing from my distance is white. Then one year, we were in the 3W stand and we were looking sideways at the stage because the stage was still across by the big scoreboard. So, you know, Randy is reminding me in 2003 when the Greenwich and Haynes and the performers looked like cockroaches. And 2015, yeah, you see, Randy was with me on those occasions, so he would guide me rightly. You couldn't see anybody, man. It was real, real bad.
It was horrible.
And, you know, if I go out tell them that, you know, I were playing the Steinway Baby Grand on stage, and I can't see that, you know, I got a guess. I think it's iWeb there on the piano, is it? Maybe. Yeah, it's iWeb because he just got up to sing. You know, that kind of way. You sound kind of foolish doing that, but sometimes that happens. And I remember one year as well, speaking to a performer, the first time or the second, I think it was the first time we went to Kensington. They gave the performers, believe it or not, the media center to change. And they had to walk from the media center out to the stage, which was then out by the party stand somewhere, where the party stand is generally located. I remember an artist saying to me, boy, that walk was long and you ain't got no vibe, because they were accustomed to being at the stadium, being under the stage, you know, so you just come out and come up and the crowd there and, you know, you could feel a vibe. So it took a while to build
vibe.
Well, there's still no vibe at Kensington. You played at Kensington?
Yeah.
There's a vibe? You sang backup?
Yeah, played percussion.
Right.
Yeah, it was a vibe on stage.
No, I mean from the crowd. They found that the crowd was responding. You could see crowd response. You could see people reacting. On
you mean ever or you mean a particular time?
Any time that you went.
Of course.
And they were up close. Oh, you went playing a party. It was a party night.
Me, Peter Graff Finals?
Was it the Peter Graff Final?
Yeah. Yes.
Who you back up by?
I think Dale.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Dale.
And there was a good vibe?
Of course.
Okay.
So so you tell me that you don't get a vibe at Kensington? Well,
No. I tell you when I had the best vibe at Kensington. You know when I had the best vibe at Kensington? When they used the Comey stage and they brought it under the 3Ws and they created that amphitheater kind of feel they used to have at Kensington. At the stadium.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
So otherwise you don't like the stadium vibe. You prefer the oval vibe, you prefer the stadium.
I prefer the stadium for a lot of reasons. I think the reason was that one, the artists seemed to me to be more comfortable on that stage for whatever reason. Either because they felt they were closer to the crowd, or they could see the crowd better, or whatever it is that drive them, or maybe just being downstairs and feeling competition vibe. You know, like an athlete who, you know, warming up on the track.
So for the stadium where you would normally be, where you would normally be positioned?
What, the National Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
I've been right up in the booth or I've been backstage? Both.
Oh, nice.
Both.
My oval used to be in the booth, always.
I'd be way up in the back. with bare wall all around me, and song bouncing all over the place.
You gotta say, put your face up, put your face.
Mom, yeah.
Like, you're real, like you're real annoyed and disgusting, but.
Because.
But I wasn't aware that y'all be so far, though.
Man, let me tell you,
so
boy.
But you can't move, you can't move?
No.
Because?
Because that's where you tell me you could go. Man, it's be like, I don't buy the port, and y'all.
Yeah, but I mean, so when you see people at different events, like from here, like walking about and talking to people.
Oh, me?
I mean,
I can't do that.
Different, but well,
I can't.
You can't walk around.
They ban me. I get banned. Sure. I went backstage and I could, you know, I see things and I say what I see and I get in trouble. One year, the last year actually that I was backstage was Kensington.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman from another media house, let me start getting political, like them people that's called, you know, people that's called here, see. Mm. A gentleman from another place. A gentleman from another media house had a little problem with a performer. So the night of the finals, I was backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when it's time for the grand announcement, everybody made their way onto the stage.
Yeah.
The media, the press, people with mics like me. On stage. So the people who handle the stage come and move me and tell me I gotta go on the side because they gotta run CBC camera wires and they don't want me in the way and they push me way back in the corner. So I stand in the corner with my mic. And a gentleman won. So when everybody rush forward to talk to the gentleman says, No. I ain't talking to y'all. I only talking to Dennis. Come, Dennis, come. Hmm. So I was the first person to interview the monarch. Mm-hmm. And everybody else had to stand with the mic and pick up what I was saying to the monarch. I have not been backstage since. You could draw your own conclusions. I ain't putting nobody through. But that's what happened. I don't know why you're shaking your head. I just miserable people. Yo, I just miserable. There's a miserable look to me.
So you're telling me tomorrow?
I will be sitting somewhere. Wherever they put me to sit, I will sit and I will broadcast.
Oh,
if they put me on a cruise liner ship somewhere in the harbor, I will broadcast from there. I will look at the TV screen and broadcast.
We can have someone roaming?
No.
I can't join you on Randy for sure.
I know that.
I must.
You must roam. No, well, Rome.
No,
then.
But if a whole comedy on the show from so far, you all have a fee.
I have done it before.
You have a fee from the mixing board.
We get a fee from the mixing board. Oh, that's for okay. Sure. So the board is clear.
Okay. So you hear well.
Of course, we hear well. We hear better than the judges, man.
Well, were you good then?
No.
We wrong with your problem? Get a TV.
You all. We usually have a TV too.
That will show the contestants, right?
So suppose the TV go blank. You understand that you have to be prepared for everything when you're doing a live broadcast, my friend?
But if your TV got blank, you can't only hear. It's just like normal radio.
No, man. Come on. Hold on.
You want stand up in the middle of the crowd.
No, I don't actually.
And commentate. So
I don't want.
Where we let the position? Talk to me. Let me get organized.
Don't worry. Let me explain something.
Talk to me. Where you want to be?
Hold on, let me explain something to you. I'm going to have to expose you to outside broadcast a little bit, like I've exposed Randy, and Randy will be able to tell you some of the things, some of the challenges, and why I ask for the things I ask for. It's not that I'm miserable. I'll give you an idea, another example, which is why I tell you I am the way I am, and I will live with it till I die. Junior Monarch. You've been to Junior Monarch?
Yeah.
Semifinals, finals? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I mean this yesterday.
Okay, right. At Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center,
mm-hmm.
Junior Monarch semifinals at Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. Sometimes finals were held there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Broadcast point was put right behind the judges next to the song men, next to the mixing board men, okay? So I'm sitting there with a microphone doing radio. Children come on stage, they set up a dining table and chairs. Children come on stage to sit on the dining table having dinner, or mommy and daddy sitting at the dining table having dinner. Children sitting on the floor playing some game. Mm-hmm. What am I as a broadcaster supposed to do at that point?
So, yeah, it's where you would like to be.
No, hold on. What am I supposed to do as a broadcaster at that point?
Well, are you sure?
I'm supposed to tell the people at home listening to me what is happening because I am the eye of the person at home. So I sit and I turn on my microphone and I go, the stage is in darkness. Mom and dad come and sit to have dinner. Children are playing on the floor. You're disturbing the judges. So who put me behind the judges? I have to talk. But the judges. But it going on stage, I have to talk. Because the people at home don't know why there's silence upon the radio. Mm-hmm. You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be moved. For the next show, not for that one. For that show, I had to sit and keep quiet. Because that was my position.
So you said, tell me where would be ideal for you to sit down?
I don't know. It depends on where the stage is and where we can see what's happening on stage so that if there is silence, we can tell the people at home what is happening.
Without disturbing judges.
Without disturbing the judges, yes, and without roaming. And people tell me, sit down and hush. Is that difficult?
So in front of the stage in some fanks area would be good.
No, which is why I'm saying we need a venue for events like that, sir. You see, come back to where I started, the discourse. Wait, we build things without asking the people who actually have to do it, how they do it.
True.
And we keep doing it. We build some place for sportsmen, and then they say, but we ain't got no place to change. We build some place for, and don't laugh, it's not us. It's not Barbados. Before people say, I'm picking on Barbados. Trinidad built, they got plenty oil money there. They built a big fancy thing with all kind of thing around it that looked like a dome that the Chinese built, and it could seat 1,500 people. And they can't get props in the door because the door ain't wide enough. Millions. And we ain't got millions. So it ain't only we. They got these people that you always keep asking for, you know, the authorities. Just get somebody to design something that look pretty and put a name on a plaque and the artists who go in there to work. They had a big stage that was supposed to turn and circle and thing in the back of Lloyd Erskine Stanley for what I'm doing.
Well, I didn't know that.
Really? The back of the Lloyd Erskine Scantiford Center was supposed to be a performance area. They were supposed to have stage and orchestral pit. What happened to it?
It's probably getting a rest.
They broke it down and turned it into offices. And of course, tomorrow we have the grand presentation between 3 and 3:30 right here on River Road. Crop Over City crowns the People's Monarch 2019. And yeah, every vote counts, and your vote, I'm sure, will be counted once. Sluggy reaching for his phone. You're not allowed to vote. So, she's been in competition before. She has stood next to the winners before. There's a song written about her this year. And she is in the finals again this year. Live from the Pick of the Crop final, doing the song called Rise. Donella.
When I think about my land, it's so hard to understand where we is and where we come from. But it couldn't be the plan by those given the command, the leaders of the nation. Well, fathers must be rolling in the grave. But from freedom we are now cash-strapped money slaves. It's unbelievable what is happening about here. But the country looking like if it just could drift away. But we still have a wee pride. The father is a wee guide. In this turbulent life, we're not giving up. We're not giving up. Together, side by side.
The reason why I'm going to the Pick of the Crop Finals live recording is so that you, who were not there at the time, and those of us who had to follow it live at the scene, you can hear the fluctuations in the sound, not the song, not the recording in the studio, the sound. As the song travels and bounces and comes back, you can feel what sometimes those of us there would feel and hear. And while depending on where you are, you may hear something that we don't hear, or perhaps even sometimes the judges don't hear. I have one year said that the judges should actually wear headphones, but that may yet come. So this year, she's on a ship. 10 minutes to 4 o'clock. Good afternoon to you, wherever you are. Fireworks 2019, in association with Armstrong Agencies, COSCAP, and West Indian Waterproofing. That was Donella and the ship. People keep telling me that those of us who do radio, that we influence judges, and judges are people, and they hear us, and I don't think that they pay any attention to us, actually, but there will be those who feel whatever they feel. They're just, the way that song is treated, I just have echoes of another song about a ship, and there's just too many similarities I find in it, but we'll see what treatment it is given tomorrow night. And safely away from the judges, with Randy Eastman to keep me on the straight and narrow. Hopefully I will hear changes that remove some of the doubt I have. As I was trying to point out to Sluggy when we started the discussion this afternoon, when you leave things up to interpretation, judges will interpret the way they want to. And then those of us who are not there for either interpretation or and don't hear what they hear, then make these comments that I think cast aspersions on judges, but people tell me it's just comment and they got plenty judges. I don't agree. But anyway, another one of the ladies in this competition, and there are several ladies in the competition, seven in all, I think, or five. Let me do my checks. I don't like being wrong, so let me do my checks to make sure I got it right. There were six Cave Shepherds, seven Big Shows, seven ladies. Yeah, I was right. Donella, Terry, Crystal Cummins Beckles, TC, Faith, Sammy G, Sammy Jane. Yep. My math is correct. Crossing over from a junior to the senior competition, had a calypso called Golden. And that was a crowning moment for her. So this year, she is up in arms.
gunshots ringing out. Another one in Westbury. Mommy said he was loving and caring and never troubled.